Blog Talk Radio.
Entitled, Oh, Give Thanks. Initially, I, Queen Kenya, did this show yesterday on Thanksgiving Day, but we had some issues getting it loaded up. So we're doing it again so that we can get this show across because it truly has great meaning. And again, it's entitled, Oh, Give Thanks. And we want to wish everyone a blessed, happy Thanksgiving. We hope you enjoyed time with your family and your friends and took time out to give God thanks, because truly being thankful and having Thanksgiving in our hearts is what the season is all about, and we should be doing that daily.
That's true. That's true. We should be giving thanks daily, not only on a day that specifically says that it's Thanksgiving, you know? We should always give thanks, because whenever you can... that you're a part of the miracle, you know. So we should always give thanks for life, breath, things that we do. If you have a job, if you have a car, if you have a business, if you have a house, if you have a wife, you know, you should give thanks.
True indeed. A scripture that, a couple of scriptures I found to support our...
You put scriptures up there?
Yes, to support the themes for today came from Psalms 136. It reads, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endureth forever." And just reflecting upon that scripture, it just encourages me to honor the existence of our God, because without God, there is no us. Our God is the only God who created humans, who was able to do the creation of humans and created life as we know it, even within animals. And so we should always be thankful unto God just for the creation.
And I like how the scripture said, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods."
Yeah.
Y'all might not understand something. We was created in his image and his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
We are demigods. So when he said, when the scripture said, "Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods," we were created in his image and his likeness. So we are demigods. So we, us as being gods, us being the ones that, what Christ said, we will do the greater works, to fulfill the works in the greater form. That us as gods, we need to give thanks to God for sending Christ to show us the example that we will do greater works.
True indeed. The tracks that we're playing today are worship songs, and I love worship songs because they're not the ordinary gospel contemporary songs. They really focus upon the worship and adoration of God. They really focus upon praise, and they focus on reverencing God through song. Whereas some gospel music just focuses on your trial and tribulation, and I don't I don't really too much care for that. So I love to play worship music that is centered on reverencing God. So that first track that you heard today came from Reverent Worship, and it was entitled "O Come, O Come, Emmanuel." And we're going to go into our next track entitled "Shield" by New Life Worship.
Because you are my strength, though the storms may come, I will not be shaken. Because you are my hope, not even death can bring me fear. There is no other name by which we can be saved. The storms may come, we will not be
And the title of this episode is Oh, Give Thanks.
Happy Thanksgiving. We hope that your Thanksgiving was blessed and your time with your family and friends well spent. This episode is geared towards giving thanks unto God for all God has done, just for God being who God is. And as children of the Most High God, we should be thankful every single day, not just in the season of Thanksgiving, but every single day. The next scripture that I'm going to share with you comes from Psalms 100, verse 4. It reads, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And as I just said, we should always be thankful every single day. And it's not just by speech. It's within our hearts, within our minds, within our spirits, within our souls, and within our lives. We should live a life unto God that exhibits our thankfulness. What do you think about that, Asi?
What do I think about that? I think that's very true, what that scripture said. You know, we should always give thanks. Thanks is something that's required by God. Giving thanks is should be the fruit of your lips of giving praise, prayer, honor, just thanking him. Just thanking him that you have limbs. Some people don't have limbs. Thanking him that you have 10 toes and 10 fingers. Some people have been dead for a week. They can't pass gas. Thank God that you can pass gas. I mean, give thanks for everything. Give thanks that you have a good woman that love you beyond your flaws, whether you have money, whether you have a car or not. But do not, I'm saying this to the men out there that might be going through this situation, do not get complacent. Give thanks that God's giving you breath to still have a vision in your head, but fulfill the vision. And women, give thanks that if you have a good man that you don't try to use everything up in his wallet, the black card, everything. Just give thanks and know that he should draw you to God, not draw you from God. Give thanks.
True indeed. I also want to lift up the thought of friends and family.
Yeah,
during this season, a lot of times some people are depressed or not up to their best because of the memories of loved ones not being there, those who have transitioned on into the next life. So this season of holiday can be a bit overwhelming and dreary for a lot of people. And even in the midst of that, be thankful. Be thankful unto God the memories that you had with that person that's maybe no longer dwelling in the land of the living.
Rest in peace, Grandma. I love you, Joan Hines.
And just as I see has someone that's memorable unto him, I also have someone that's memorable unto me. One of my favorite cousins passed away 7 years ago during this holiday season, and he was only 24. He died from a heart attack, but I'm thankful that the last 3 years of his life, we were able to get closer and create memories that will last me a lifetime. And for that, I will forever be grateful. We never know why people enter into our lives and why, and within the season, what it means at that time. Sometimes we truly get it after they have transitioned on into the next life. But in all things, we should give thanks for our friends, for our family, and even for the family who's not blood, even for the family, the spiritual family that God has given us. Because a lot of times, you can have family that's closer than your blood family because God has ordained and positioned those persons in your life for a reason.
I also want to give thanks to the beautiful woman of God that God has given to me as a spiritual mother, Prophetess Katrina. She has been a great guide and spiritual guidance unto me and my wife, Kenya. She has prayed for us. She has showed us a lot of different things, gave us revelation knowledge, was able to come pick us up, drop us off, and bring us places, and, you know, just been, said, how can she be a servant? And we thank God for her life, and we pray safe travel as she's trying to come back. When she comes back here, that she will be protected. She's a great spiritual mother and a great leader, who's a great teacher and a great woman of God of the nation.
True indeed. Prophetess Katrina is now traveling in Africa doing missionary ministry work that God has ordained for her to do. And we do give thanks for her and unto God for her life. We also give thanks for our spiritual
leader,
Prophet Anthony R. Damola at True Light of God Ministry.
You said it wrong. Prophet Shel Adamola. Yeah.
We give thanks for him as well at True Light of God Ministry and also Georgia. We are thankful for the ministry that God has called us to, and we are grateful for all the members, the congregants within the ministry. We just give thanks today for our families, our friends, even for you. For without you, there would be no Emergent Souls Radio. So we give thanks for the opportunity to share, to spread life, to speak life, and to be a witness unto the gospel of God and real life situations. We hope you have enjoyed this episode, episode 31, Oh Give Thanks.
And, you know, I do want to say to people out there that really living right for God, there's no big sin, no little sin. Give thanks that you are trying to live a righteous life. Not over righteous, but righteous enough to understand that sin is sin.
True indeed. And with that being said, we will leave you with the last track, Found in You by The Anchor. Be blessed. God bless.
Be